Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 76. And today is the second part of a two-part series on how to preach for the very first time. Last week we talked about how to prepare the lesson, the sorts of things that go into the preparation. And secondly, this week we're going to talk about how to be prepared on the day, what to do on the day itself. So, firstly, seven things to talk about today. The first thing is to arrive early. Arrive early. Let's say the service begins at 10:30 a.m. I wouldn't get there any later than 10 a.m. That may sound excessive, but there's several reasons for that, and we'll talk about those as we go through things here today. But you never know about traffic delays. You never know what may happen on the way. And the reason for getting there early is, as well as just in case something happens on the way, the reason for getting there early is to settle yourself. Settle yourself into the hall, into the place, into the atmosphere, even feel the atmosphere. You learn a lot as a speaker by being there early and observing people coming in, talking to people as they come in, and just feeling and sensing the atmosphere. It can make a big difference. So, number one, do yourself a favor, arrive early. Number two, check the tech. If you're using a Keynote or PowerPoint or something like that, make sure it's working. That's another reason to get there early. And to give them your slides, if you haven't already emailed them in beforehand, if you're using slides, that kind of thing, make sure it's working. If you've got any audio, make sure it's working. Anything technical, even the microphone itself, make sure it's working. If you're wearing a lapel mic, make sure that's working to your satisfaction, and pretend to speak so that as you've got the lapel mic here, perhaps, is it close enough? Is it too close? How does it sound? So get there early enough. Point number two, to check the tech. Number three, check the stage or the speaking area from wherever you're speaking. Check the stage. This is important because, well, let me suggest this, that what you should do is go up there with your Bible, with your notes, and stand there as if you're going to speak. No one else perhaps in the room, but just get there and get the feel of it. What does it mean to look left? What does it mean to look right? Well, what are the sight lines like? Will people be able to see me? Would it be helpful for me to move so that others can see me, if there are pillars in the way, for the sake of argument? What's it like having the lights on me? If you have spotlights, does it blind you? Have you got enough lighting to see your notes and your Bible on wherever you're setting them down? So that space that you're going to be using, that's going to be yours, go and check it out. Check the stage itself and stand whatever is being used there. And that will help you. Number four, remember this. They want to hear from you. I think this is one of the things that we struggle with sometimes as inexperienced speakers, and especially the first time, is the idea of, well, who am I? Why would they listen to me? There are so many better speakers here in this hall. Why me? I don't really have anything to say. Even if I did, it probably isn't very mature. We need to put that on one side. You have a unique voice. You have unique experiences. You have unique perspective. You will speak like no one else in that room. You will bring valuable perspectives, and the people want to hear them. They're there because they want to hear you. So bear that in mind. Remember, they've come to listen to you. They want to hear from you. Number five. Very important this. Once things begin, as people are coming in and talking to you even before the service has started, avoid the temptation to run away and hide. Don't do it. Don't run out the door. Don't run into the loo for half an hour. Don't find a corridor just to go and make final tweaks on your lesson. I would suggest that this is the point to trust the Holy Spirit. He is with you. Of course, there are always improvements one can make to one's lesson, but that's not the time to do it. That's not the time to get focused on the minutiae of something. This is the time to relax into the presence of being together with people that love God, to enjoy corporate worship. And the more that you enjoy that, which I'll talk more about in a minute, the better you will preach and teach. So don't run away and hide. Stay in the room and fellowship. Talk to people. As you do that, that's better preparation, frankly, talking to people and being with people, than it is to go away and spend a few moments doing those last minute adjustments to your lessons. So that's number five, avoid the temptation to leave the room. Number six, very important, fully participate in the corporate worship. sing with everybody else, pray with everybody else, take communion with everybody else, whatever else is going on in the rest of the service. Again, consciously decide I'm going to be fully present here with God, with my friends, worshiping God, being with God together. And I know our minds are spinning on our lesson. This doesn't change even if you've spoken 100 times. We've got to make that deliberate decision and do our best to be fully present. In enjoying being together in worshiping God, we will preach better. So fully participate in what is going on. And then number 7, and most important of all, just remember and tell yourself and remind yourself, God is with you. God is with you. Whether you get all the words right, whether you make all your points right, whether you present correctly, whether the technological stuff goes right or wrong, God is with you. He wants you to succeed. He wants his message to get across, and he's chosen you to do that on this particular day. So remember that God is with you. Those are our 7 tips for today. Number 1, arrive early. Number 2, check the tech. Number 3, check the stage and the staging area. Number 4, remember that people are here to hear you, listen to you. They want to hear from you. Number 5, avoid the temptation to run away when the fellowship begins. Number 6, fully participate in the corporate worship. And finally, number 7, remember the most important thing, God is with you. So I hope those are helpful. Let me know what you think. Please drop me a line, leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording. Leave a comment publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. Please do that. I'd be very grateful. And one last favor I would ask is please pass this on to one other person who might benefit from these tips, either this one or others in the series. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.